Good evening. I'm Nicole Burley in for Marty Hughes. We begin with a special report tonight, a growing crisis unfolding in Ukraine, and President Biden telling the world he is confident that Russian leader Vladimir Putin has chosen to invade. It's 4 a.m. right now in Ukraine's capital of Kyiv. This is the city where President Biden says Russian forces are planning an attack soon, and the signs are there. Ukrainians evacuating. The U.S. also confirming cyber attacks in Ukraine. And U.S. officials say the number of Russian troops in and near Ukraine keeps growing. Tonight, all eyes on Putin, if he will make a move and when. Retired Lieutenant General Richard Newton is standing by to join us in just a moment. But first, correspondent Kelly Meyer live outside the White House tonight. Kelly, this is the strongest warning we've heard yet from the president.
Absolutely, Nicole. And President Biden saying he is now convinced, as you said, that Putin will go through with this. And this is something that has been building all week here, really, as U.S. officials have been watching this escalating situation from cyber attacks to the growing number of troops around Ukraine, now massing nearly 200,000. The president painting a bleak picture of the days to come. After weeks of saying Russian President Vladimir Putin hadn't made up his mind on whether he'll invade Ukraine, tonight President Joe Biden making clear Putin has picked his path.
As of this moment, I'm convinced he's made the decision.
President Biden sharing the ominous warning from the White House Friday after speaking with allies overseas, reaffirming their support for Ukraine and threatening severe consequences should Putin move ahead.
Make no mistake, if Russia pursues his plans, it will be responsible for a catastrophic and needless war of choice.
The White House says Russia is already laying the groundwork for an invasion, planting explosives near a government building in the separatist-controlled region in East Ukraine, and tonight a second explosion of a gas pipeline. Biden saying this is only escalating the crisis.
Over the last few days, we've seen reports of a major uptick in violations of the ceasefire by Russian-backed fighters attempting to provoke Ukraine and the Donbas.
But Biden says it isn't too late for Putin to de-escalate and come back to the negotiating table as key U.S. officials work to show a united front at a security conference in Germany.
But we are also committed, if Russia takes aggressive action, to ensuring there will be severe consequences in terms of the economic sanctions we have discussed. I mean, the alliance is strong in that regard.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken is set to meet with his Russian counterpart next week. Biden warning if Russia takes military action before then, it will be clear they have slammed the door shut on diplomacy.
They will have chosen war, and they will pay a steep price for doing so.
And Nicole, the vice president is set to meet with the Ukrainian president Zelensky tomorrow, but new concerns tonight over him leaving the country. That could change those plans, Nicole.
Well, Helen, you mentioned concern back in Ukraine. We're seeing tonight more Ukrainians starting to worry.
Yeah, that's right, Nicole. Actually, in the area of eastern Ukraine that saw that explosion earlier today, some residents seen waiting in line at ATMs or gas stations, one saying they might not be going anywhere, but they just wanted to get that money out just in case. But still, many say they are not worried. Marnie, or Nicole, sorry.
Well, and Kelly, we've now seen cyber attacks. You mentioned those explosions in Ukraine. What more are you hearing? And should the U.S. be concerned about similar attacks?
Yeah, that's right. The White House says they have now that Russia has involved in the cyber attacks on Ukraine banks and on the Ukrainian Ministry of Defense. They say they are preparing contingencies in case cyber attacks hit the U.S. But White House officials say there are currently no credible or specific cyber threats to the U.S.